I got involved in the Iditarod because I used to run track cross country and run or raced long distance bikes, and I always liked the distance. And I read about an article about a race across Alaska in probably 79, and it intrigued me, and fortunately it turned out I was okay at it, and I've been involved with it ever since. The Iditarod is the Iditarod. It'll always be the Iditarod. As far as the most memorable experience, they've always been memorable. I tell people it's not for everybody, but there's never 2 years alike. So it's intriguing. I'm not done, but we'll see what happens next. Well, first of all, I wasn't here 50 years ago. I'm honored to be invited to this dinner and see all the names I grew up around. I'm just honored to be here this evening, and I flew clear from Wyoming just for dinner. With knowing this is the 50th Iditarod, makes me feel I'd have to respond to that by saying no two Iditarods are ever the same. Every year is an adventure, and that's why I keep doing it, because otherwise it'd get boring, right? And I'm not done. I might be back next year or the next year. I've got two teams up here in other races, and I've got over 200 dogs, and we're still in the game, but I'm just playing a coach and sponsor, I guess. What I know for sure life is, you can't get to the finish line unless you can make it to the starting line, period.